for 45 years, Lansing's Christo Rey Community Center has offered health, legal, and other services with an emphasis on Lansing's Hispanic community. Last week, Christo Rey welcomed a new executive director whose job will be to do more with less. Funding in the next fiscal year, which begins in just a few days, will drop by more than $500,000. Christo Rey's new director is a business owner and the son of a former migrant worker from Mexico. Joe Garcia is also the ex-director of MBA Career Services at Michigan State University and has experience in the nonprofit world. He says he wants to use his business experience to build relationships and expand the reach of Christo Rey Services. Joe Garcia, congratulations first, and welcome to Current State.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate the invitation.
So first, tell me a little bit about what Christo Rey's mission is.
Christo Rey, a Catholic-based organization, you know, we're here for the purpose of meeting the needs of the poor, the vulnerable, and the marginalized. You know, we provide services to help to give a hand up. Some of the things we do, for instance, is that we have a health clinic that operates 6 days a week to meet the needs of the community there. You know, certainly healthy folks are able to do more and get themselves out there in the workforce and accomplish what they want to do for themselves and for their families. We have a wonderful prescription assistance program, great counseling services in the areas of substance abuse, anger management, domestic violence, some counseling programs in the area of parenting, women's services. We have a senior program, nutrition outreach. We have a wonderful food pantry. We have some unique programs, one, for instance, that's called Tech en la Casa. And Tech en la Casa is all about helping folks get more comfortable, acclimated with computers and working online, you know, filling out forms online and those kind of things. You know, a lot of efficiencies happen with being able to use those type of that type of technology. You know, Hispanic Women Network, and of course, some migrant outreach.
Now, of those programs that you just mentioned, which ones are the ones that are most in demand?
Well, the health clinic gets much use. You know, we see you know, large amount of folks with various needs, and a service that we're certainly very proud of, and again gets highly utilized on a daily basis. The counseling programs are, you know, we have a great influx of people coming in and getting those services. But I would say that in those two general areas, that would be the higher demand items. But certainly, you know, with regards to a food pantry, when there is need for food, we're there. As well as, you know, the seniors, you know, providing you know, programs, outlets, opportunities to get out there and get engaged and meet others. So I mean, they're high value. All these programs, with regards to, I mean, they're meeting a need, and certainly that's what we're about. We're about meeting the needs for some folks whose needs oftentimes get unmet.
It seems like your programs really run the gamut in the sense of who they serve age-wise. You're talking about programs for children. You're talking about programs for seniors. But I guess who is the typical recipient of the services that you offer?
And again, actually, something I forgot to mention would be, you know, youth programs, after-school programs as well. But, you know, typical is are folks who have need in North Lansing primarily. And it's not, you know, yes, we serve a Hispanic population, and, you know, Christo Rey, certainly, you know, Spanish title of the organization. But, you know, we meet and we work with all the members of the community there. And, you know, as far as all that goes, is we're here to help first and foremost. So it really is, it can be the gamut. It can be the young 10-year-old who needs to have some positive interaction after school, and it can be the 85-year-old senior citizen who really doesn't just want to sit home all day long.
Your dad was a migrant farm worker in Michigan and Ohio. Tell me a little bit about him and I guess how he's impacted you.
My dad... is a migrant worker, and you know, many of his brothers as well. I'll do my very best to keep it together as far as all this goes, because okay. It's pretty near and dear. You know, I feel a lot of gratitude with regards to the efforts that he, as well as my mother, made along the way. But the, you know, the work of a migrant worker, it's hard, and they do it because it creates opportunity. You know, so again, a young man from Mexico. I mean, honestly, he has been at the age of, 14, 15 years old, he was up here working various farms in Michigan and Ohio, tomatoes, onions, and other crop to save money to send back home and to help the family. You know, and that is kind of the life and the purpose of a lot of the migrant workers here. I mean, they're here to work. And with his, his efforts, no exception there. You know, and, you know, now as a, well, I was going to say now as a young man, maybe 20 years ago as a young man, you know, you recognize what he has done, and what other, what other children of migrant, parents do, the sacrifices they made. You know, it is, what's the proper term? It's self. It's all about, you know, wanting to help the family. And at any rate, a tough life, but in the end, something that helped build who he is. And certainly he has taught his family the importance of working hard. And, fortunately, again, his efforts were recognized. And, I'm sitting across this little table here with you, speaking to you about running a worthy organization. And certainly my background, my father allowed me to get the education, to get the experience, to get the necessary skills to help move a program like this forward.
Tell me a little bit about some of the things that you want to do in your position, some new things, some improvements, some changes.
Well, what I want to do is I want to continue at Cristo Rey to do the good that we already have, certainly at a larger scale, because, there are many needs out there. And, we're in tough economic times. This, the state and many of other states across this nation are in tough economic times. So their ability to help support some of these programs aren't there like they had been in the past. So certainly what I'd like to be able to do is reach out to private foundations, other groups to help us and maintain what we're already doing. I'd love to be able to expand the type of services that we have in the clinic. I would love to be able to expand the pantry and the education as it relates to nutrition. You know, our seniors in our community, they've worked hard. It would be great to be able to recognize their efforts by having very comprehensive, very meaningful type of programs for them. Help in the area of transportation too. Have them bring them to the center or to other events. Would love to be able to do more for that. I mean, we need to demonstrate gratitude to those folks that have put in their time, done their hard work.
You mentioned briefly cuts to funding there. You guys are going to be down over $500,000 from last year's budget with this year. Are these cuts just coming from the federal government? You're not getting as much aid from the federal government? Or where are these cuts coming from?
Well, I mean, a significant cut is really is coming or presenting itself through Michigan Works and through some employment programs that we had there. And basically, as I mentioned, tough economic times. In the past, for instance, these employment-related programs, we in the Lansing area, they would, let's say, three agencies would provide these services. And based on cuts, they had to move that down to one. unfortunately, we weren't the one that was going to move forward along those lines. But here's the good news about that, you know, and I'm always looking for the good. The good is that we still have services available here in the Lansing area for the folks, and as it relates to this employment training type efforts. So that is good. You know, it's now one facility or one location where folks are going in North Lansing for that, but that's okay. The services exist. You know, many of my employees who worked in that particular area, too, are being picked up by that particular vendor. And there's still a couple that are looking for work. But you know what? They know a little bit about finding a job. They're going to be okay.
Now, you have business experience and nonprofit experience. But I want you to speak a little bit about how you think working in the past in a business field is going to aid you in working at Christo Rae in your new position.
Well, I have a sales background, and part of my sales background, when we're looking for opportunity, I always say, you know, you got to turn stones, you got to flip stones, you got to look. If you don't ask, the answer is always no. So I think that my for-profit experience as in sales, what we'll call a person who carries a bag, who works independently out in pursuing sales, I think some of that resilience, some of that effort will certainly help in that, not letting shortfalls or temporary setbacks, you know, stop me from a particular effort. I was in sales management for a lot of years and building teams. You know, I know how to bring the best out of individuals and help them stay focused, and I believe that that will be a great value. You know, my experience with Michigan State University and running the MBA Career Services Office, you know, that was about there was a lot of a network, but different type of education going on here. It an opportunity to work with Fortune 500 employers and communicating with them and trying to understand the needs of those particular businesses, and now relaying it back to to the professors of these MBA programs and saying, hey, look, we're finding that these companies are finding that they have a need in this particular area A, area B, area C, and they're looking for these MBAs to be able to have and have this type of experience, be able to work in a particular environment. Make adjustments to what is taught so that they can be better prepared when they're out there. And on the other hand, there we're with the employers in general, educating them about the students and what they're learning and their eagerness to be out there and making a difference. So good relationship things as far as that goes. Small business is wonderful, high reward, because you get to meet folks every day, like on a just like we are, right across the table mm-hmm. from each other. From a business perspective, what it teaches you is that, you know, it teaches you how to be thrifty. It teaches you how to maximize. It keeps you very aware of your day-to-day, your finances. So certainly what that will help in this particular role is to make sure that we're as fiscally responsible as we can be. You know, I've often said, you know, I want to be spiritually generous and fiscally responsible, and I think we owe that in how we operate, and that's what I intend to do.
I'm curious, are you following the Congress's efforts at passing a new immigration bill?
I have some familiarity. I'll tell you my passion and how I follow different legislation, and that is that, I'm concerned with the issues that the people, that the migrant folks, address, and oftentimes, you know, their contributions aren't really seen for what they are. Again, the migrant population are here; they're here to work. You know, in Michigan, I think during peak season, there's around 46,000 migrants that work mm-hmm. here, and you know what? Their efforts impact what is it? A $91 billion. Impact here in the state of Michigan in the area of agriculture and food. You know, they're contributors. They're helping our state along, and sometimes I think some of these focus on their value is not seen.
On a personal level, what are you looking forward to most about this new position?
I want to let the community know again what Crystal Ray has silently been doing for over 45 years. This is of great value. We make a difference, just like a lot of organizations. And I know that that's very plain and that can be very broad. But, you know, sometimes it's not a very complicated thing that needs to be done to make a great impact in a family, in a family's life. You know, I tell the story of my dad once here with in mom, in that you know, working at St. Cornelius in Leslie, a church. He was a groundskeeper. You know, he was a janitor. He was a bus driver. He worked very, very hard, and his efforts were recognized. You know, we had a priest there who knew of jobs coming up in the railroad, helped him, you know, with application processes and things, and he landed that job. Well, I'll tell you, that was probably something very easy for that pastor to do. That was life-changing for us. So, and that's what we're doing. We're focusing on helping folks in ways that they need right now. The impact, we might not see that for 5, 10, 15, 20 years, but it's there. You know, we got to do the good work, and that's what ends up happening. And I want to make aware to the community at large the wonderful things that happen here.
Joe Garcia is the new executive director at Crystal Ray Community Center. Joe, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.